Good afternoon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We're coming to you live today. The date is May 9th, 2024 on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world. My name is Kay Dragon, and my co-host is Maureen Hauer, and we thank you for spending this next hour with us. We appreciate you being here and hope that you'll join us in the chat room. If you have never come into the chat room before, just go ahead and click on, if you're on the 12radio page, where it says chat, and that will take you over to the Facebook page, and you'll get permission from Jay to come in and join us, and we're happy to answer any questions or do a few mini readings or whatever. But thanks for being here. Maureen, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. We still have the wintry kind of, well, I guess it's better today. It's going to rain today. Strange spring weather here in Colorado.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. I can't wait for that to warm up a little. I've got all these weeds out there that I pull, but it's just a little too cold for me.
It is. Yeah. Anyway, we mowed our lawn, but it's still, it doesn't look nice. It's not pretty.
Yeah. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. Last week we were busy with stuff. I wasn't feeling too well because I was having problems with my arm from a surgery that they had put a stent in through my wrist, which was usually goes pretty easily for people. But for me, I had some difficulty and a lot of bruising and not being able to sleep. But, you know, things are getting better, improving. Once again, I want to remind everybody, especially the women out there, to really pay attention to your heart health. It's so very important.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your arm. It was not pretty, and I could not believe that what you were dealing with there.
It's very bruised. Yeah, we did a fair together this weekend, which was a lot of fun.
It was busy. A lot of fun. You see old friends and new friends. It was just great. I loved it.
It was. Yeah. So I'm still kind of reeling back from that.
Me too.
Get a little. You have to ground again. Really ground it. After you do about 16, 17 readings. It's like,
I know.
Oh, gosh.
And then I did the first Thursday. I was there for, I don't know, hours. I did those readings.
I don't know how you do it.
I love doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but I'm still unwinding too.
You have amazing energy. I went to a little class. I don't know a whole lot about the seraphim, but I took a class with Dana. Her name is Dana Suazo. And it was about the Seraph Adelion, and he is the guardian, he or she, I think a he, guardian of the United States and North America.
Oh.
You know, the seraphim is all about love and light, fire, and doing a lot of healing. It was very interesting. Some of the downloads and stuff,
really?
The initiations were very, very powerful. Adelion is part of the seraphic consciousness, and the guardian of North America.
Wow. There's a lot to learn there. And how did you feel after that class?
I felt a lot lighter.
Really?
It was, there was silence during all of the initiations, and the meditations that I had were very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. And what we were doing was like sending light, which is something I love doing in my my classes, is not just working with yourself, but also working with the entire world. And it was like sending lights to these certain places. Yeah, to activate certain areas in the world, because there's so much going on right now align the pulse of the land with the seraphic spheres.
Love that. Well, we should do a show on that.
We should. I need to learn more about it. There's a lot of stuff there. They're clearing up a lot of karmic issues, and they talked about This is so interesting to me because I'll get political for a second here. When I look at Donald Trump, I don't see any connection from his knees down to the earth. I've never seen that.
Really?
Yeah,
Really? So
and
he's
in
totally
this,
not grounded, maybe.
yeah, and what they talk about here is the karmic issues that have a lot to do with Americans being rootless, their rootlessness. And being able to, and they're trying to help create new roots and clear the old ones. And it was so interesting when that came up. It was like, wow, okay. And it has a lot to do with matters of economy and science and basic human relationships.
I love that. That's deep.
Yeah, it is.
Going
And
deep there.
especially our relationships with the Native Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look at maybe, I have to learn more about it too, because I know nothing about it really. But I'm curious, to see. Maybe, it'll help everybody, help humanity, help us,
Yeah,
Being a different,
and I
I don't
felt so much lighter
That's
and such
cool.
after the class and with the initiations, made a huge difference. I mean, I really wasn't feeling that good because I had the arm thing going on, and we'd canceled once before because of weather, and it's just like I need to do this. I really want to do this, so I made it out there and clear out to Arvada for me is a little
Oh, that's
hike,
right. Yeah, that's a
yeah.
long way for you.
And it was very good. I kind of look forward to doing some more classes and stuff this year, some to kind of enrich and help me to help everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, growing. Yeah, true. I agree with you. I'd love to do that too. So let me know.
Yeah,
I'll go
I
with you, maybe.
certainly.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, because yeah, then you'd know more about what I'm talking about, and because I'm not too sure about all of this anyway. All I did was go by feelings, and I saw some amazing things in those meditations that just kind of took me around the world and into humanity and into other things. I don't know how I feel about Bigfoot and that whole thing, but in one of them, in one of the initiations, it took me to this cave, and there was this very large being. It's like, oh, come on. And he took me inside and showed me of all these things that they were doing. I know this sounds really bizarre. I thought
That
it was
is
bizarre too.
weird.
In controlling some things that had to do with the balance of Mother Earth and working with Mother Earth. And that's what they were showing me that they were doing. And that's so strange for me because, I don't even know how I feel about aliens. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, me either.
I'm such a
Well,
Virgo.
are they so with this being in the cave, was it the Sasquatchy kind of image?
Yes.
And
Yes.
okay, and so was it wait a minute. What do you think? He's just like interdimensional, or you think he's actually was actually
Yes.
there? Oh, okay.
That's what I think. I think in interdimensional for sure. And it was just so interesting that would come up because it's not something that not my go-to.
Well, they wanted you to see that for some reason.
Yeah, well, I have friends that are really into Sasquatch, and in Colorado, in Bailey, they have a museum
And where, Bailey?
in Bailey, Colorado.
Oh, really? I
Yes,
didn't know
about the
that.
Sasquatch, because there's been, I guess, a lot of sightings in that area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well,
We'll have to
I
make
know.
a trip up there someday.
Yeah, I know of a great restaurant up there, the Shaggy Sheep.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll have to have lunch and go up there and look
That
for Sasquatch.
sounds like a
And
really
then they'll
good
be
plan.
looking for us. Where are Kay and Maureen? We haven't seen them in a while. Where are they? Oh my gosh,
Searching
that
for
would be fun. That would be
Sasquatch.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that.
Sounds like a good plan.
When it's done snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, the
anyway.
snowing has to stop. We've still got snow here. And that usually you can't really buy flowers or anything until after Mother's Day.
That is correct. Yes. We don't listen. We're like, okay, we could put them out now. It's sunny. No. I had to bring all my plants back in the other night.
Yeah.
And then I put them back out yesterday.
Well, it's easy to get excited about buying them. You go in this, outside the store or whatever. It's like, oh, wow, look at these. These are
I know.
so beautiful.
And then I'm hoping that there are no grasshoppers this year.
Oh,
Did you have them in your yard
I
last year?
had
Oh my
tons of them.
God.
Tons of
It
them. Do your
was.
chickens eat them?
Well, no, there's the reason we originally got chickens. Because of the, I forgot that. But that's because, yeah. So
There you go.
you got,
Problem solved.
there you go. But you know, you have to like my son has a big garden in the back usually, and he, you know, they were, it was eaten by the
Oh,
grasshoppers. So anyways,
yeah.
we're getting chickens. So we got the chickens. And they are like little they are little dinosaurs. They're little raptors. And they just go after them, and it is so entertaining to watch them. They're just like, rah! You know, they go, and they're eating these little critters, and it's like, oh my God, you're being eaten alive. It's kind of gross, but you know, they do a great job,
Oh, yeah.
and we just got four more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're building a chicken, another chicken hutch, because you cannot put them all in together. They'll like, it's it, literally the pecking order. So, I mean, they are mean to each other sometimes. So, we got these little teeny peeps, and now they're like bigger than pigeons. And we're like, quick, hurry up and build them, get them out of the, you know, the family room area. It's like, oh my God, you know, you got to keep them warm. And, yeah, anyway, so we're gonna have tons of eggs that I'll be giving away.
Do you have a rooster?
No, but I'll tell you what, the first lot that we got, there was this one of them was more dominant, and I told Mike, I said, that's a rooster. No, it can't be. I'm like, Mike, I know. And then pretty soon they're making like, rah, they're making these weird noises. I'm like, holy, you know what? And he was beautiful. He was called, it was a Lulu Lavender Orpington something or other. I don't know. He was absolutely gorgeous. Well, we're in Denver, so you can't really have a rooster. So we have a friend who was up north, and she adored that rooster. She would take it in the car with her, so we gave it to her. She made it like a pet. He was beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, my neighbors have roosters. They just have like, I don't know. That's another story for another day. But anyway, so yeah, it's a lot of fun, and the eggs are wonderful.
Oh yeah, you gave me some of the eggs. They are great. They're really good eggs. Nice to have that.
Yeah, it's right there. You just go out, grab a few out of the nest. You know, we don't get them every single day, but we will in the summer now. You know, now that the weather's warming up. And then my last name is Howard, so we got this stamp with a chicken on it that said Howard's Hens. So
Oh,
I thought that was pretty clever.
nice. That is.
It's kind of fun when I give them away. You know, we put the little stamp on the box.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
That's my chicken update. We'll have more
Well,
when we get them outside. We'll see what happens.
I hope we don't. I think we're supposed to have cicadas this year.
Oh, Jace, no.
So, yeah, it's really hard on gardens and stuff.
Dang. I don't know. All
Yeah.
right. We'll get through it.
Okay.
Not a lot of netting. Well, maybe we'll just wrap everything. I don't know. Anyway.
So we've got Mother's Day coming up. I miss my mom. I had a very complicated relationship with her, but especially towards the end, you know, when she was getting sick, and she and I were together a lot. I spent a lot of time with her as much as possible, and you know, she wanted to stay in her house because she had two kitties that she absolutely loved. And we did everything we could to keep her in that house. And
Yeah, that's hard.
it's
And
very hard.
I think people do better in their own home also. They don't have
Oh,
that
yeah.
stress of the newness of where they're going to live. And, you know, I think it's just so much better to keep people home.
It is, you know, because they can have their family and their pets and right there, and everybody's comfortable, and everything is familiar. But I do miss her.
Oh,
She was a funny lady.
yeah. Well, I know you look just like her. I've seen pictures of her. Very
Yeah.
twins almost.
Yeah.
Sure, she was just as feisty as
She
you
was more so. She was a redhead
always.
like you.
Oh, all right. We had their
Her husband
challenges.
passed before her. Her husband was like 20 years younger than her. And
Ooh.
they were yet together for 20 years,
Nice.
and he passed before her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unusual. That
Yeah.
was hard on her, I'm sure.
Well, kind of, yes, because he had been sick for a while, and she had a lot of caretaking to do there. But they were an unusual couple.
That's where I'm at. I have a much younger partner also, which I wasn't sure about, but it's good. I'm
If
happy.
if it's very good. I had a college professor that said that women should always marry younger men because we live longer. It's just common sense.
Yeah, it's fun too. It's more fun. Yeah, I don't know. They're
Absolutely.
interesting. It's like, oh, anyway, we have a lot of fun together. And,
I know you guys go out and go to concerts a lot and
We did a lot of that. He used to be a roadie, so really into music and just, and you can be having the crappiest day and all of a sudden just, turn on the music, it just makes, that you're a singer. What am I telling you?
Well, yeah. And I
This
live with a
changes it
musician.
for
We
me.
do totally different kinds of music though. We can't do music together. We cannot.
Oh yeah, you and your partner there
Yeah, Fred is he's all 100% country and
Oh, is
old
he?
country, the really
Oh,
old country.
the
And
twang.
me, I'm more blues, and
Yes, you
I
are.
have a lot of difficulty with country music. It's
Yeah,
not
me
easy
too.
for me to sing. It
I
really isn't, because I just always did blues and
Yeah.
maybe a little Joplin, something like that,
Oh,
is about
gosh, yeah.
the closest I can get to country. Maybe some Ronstadt, but still
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very different.
Yeah, you're very Joplin, very Joplin-y
Yeah.
in your the way you sing. I love it. Yeah, so yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big country fan anymore. I just
Yeah. But in every other way, Fred and I get along just great. We really
good.
do.
As long as it
So,
works.
he listens to his stuff, I listen to mine. We have
That's
our, little offices and yell back at it and forth at each other. Hey,
Well, we have,
did you see this?
yeah, we do the same thing here.
Yeah,
It's cool. But
it's
yeah,
all
music
good.
can change. Music can like soothe the savage beast, whatever that
Oh,
is,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, cool. Well, I had just about Mother's Day again. I'll just touch on it. Yeah, I lost my mom when I was a little girl. And, it's something you never get over a bit because you have on, but it does change your life, especially as a child. So I never really knew her the way that, most people know their moms. They get to be with them a little longer, but she was a character. She was a tiny little thing. She's about 4'11", feisty as you know what. She's from Scotland. Glasgow is where she ended up. And they call them Glaswegians because they're different. They're very tough, earthy people, but my mother was hysterically funny. That's really funny. And she had the brogue, the Scottish brogue, and she didn't take any, what. I mean, I was like a sassy little stinker with her, but she could always, put me in my place. But no, I had a pretty good relationship. I mean, as a child with your mom, but so yeah. And then my brother was little, he had just turned 5, and she passed, and it was really hard because my parents came here after the war and starting a new life. So for her, it wasn't very, she wasn't here very long. So but I learned a lot from her, while she was with me. A lot of my tenacity from her.
So were you kind of a mother for
Oh,
your brother?
absolutely. And surprisingly to my father, because he was totally lost. And back then, there wasn't like the support systems that you might have now. So we were just kind of on our own. I don't even remember. I don't remember anybody being there to take care of us. Like we'd go to school, he'd go to work, we'd come home, we're by ourselves. We had to take care of each
So he never remarried.
He did later. He remarried
Don't.
when I was probably a teenager, probably 14, 15 when he remarried. He waited about 4 years. That's another story. Yeah, it wasn't good because she was a woman who had never she never had kids, and she my dad was her third husband. The other two had passed, and she never really worked. They always took care of her. So for her, we were like little alien creatures. We were like, who the heck are you? You know. And I'm sure that was very hard for her, but you know, she didn't know how to be a mom. And I guess I couldn't blame her now that I look back on it. You know? My dad was just like, here's the kids, here you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was kind of departed, not departed, but you know, he said, here, you're the mom, you take care of them. That was his thing. And he was old school. My dad was born in 1912, right. A long time ago. But you know, and I left home at 17 because it just wasn't working for me anymore. I got a job, Bell Telephone. It was telephone number. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, I did that. Oh my God. And yeah, anyway, so I left home at 17, so, you know, going off by myself, which wasn't always pretty, but back then apartments were cheap. So, yeah.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, not all women are cut out to be women or mothers, and a lot. I have a lot of friends who don't have any children.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, so, and they make friends, you know.
Yeah,
they have a lot of women friends that are very strong in the community and such.
Yeah, I mean, I have a friend who's never had kids. Actually, two of my really good friends that I worked with for a long time. One became a teacher. She retired and then went back to it, but you know, those were her kids, right? Those were her kids, so that was good.
I don't know if I'd want to have children if I was a teacher. I
oh
don't
my gosh,
know.
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, she just told me some stories.
Yeah, because I used to work in mental health and I worked with kids, you know,
okay.
troubled kids, you know, teenagers, and but you know, I had my own teenagers. I guess it worked out okay.
Yeah, y'all survived. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what Mother's Day is going to look like for me. I'm going to go over and see Kim on Saturday. I haven't been able to see my oldest daughter for a while. She started working again.
Yeah. At home. She's working from home.
Yeah. Working from home. Yeah. She can't go into the office at this point. She's, you know, had that illness for so long and she's still struggling with that. So.
It's pretty vulnerable still.
Yeah.
But is she doing all right? I mean,
she's tough. She's doing good. You know, she still has some issues with her body not being able to make the antibodies. So she's on some kind of a monthly thing for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be, it was very tough. You know, she's been through a lot.
It was like, boy, it was scary.
Yeah. It's been like a year now. It's been a year that she's been struggling with that.
Yeah.
And she was such a healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we
she
all
has...
thought, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we all thought that she was very healthy.
Mm-hmm. She had the horses, though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she still got her horse. Yeah, yeah. But she can't ride him yet. You know, she had that ostomy bag that she had, and then they reversed that and put her back together again. But, you know, she's going to be a while before she could, you know, be shaken up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she can still go out and give him a bath and whatever.
That's very healing. You know, when you talk about that,
yeah.
I feel like the horse will help her heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have this connection that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, this, you know, just the love connection, you know, and just being with the animal like that.
Oh yeah,
animal knows.
Absolutely,
the horse knows her inside out. He knows it very well.
Let's see who's in the.
I'm not very good at the chat.
Facebook, yeah. We haven't even looked. We've just been busy chatting away.
Definitely.
Renee is here. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee. Let me see if I can.
Denise Horn, thanks for being here. And there's Jay, of course. Catherine, hi. Good to see you here. That's about where we're at right now.
Okay. Are you going to do, you think you're doing the scopes?
I could do the scopes, yeah. I've got some scopes here.
And then I'm going to pull a card after. I'm using a different deck. It's Kuan Yin. It's called the Kuan Yin Oracle.
Okay.
And the artwork on this is absolutely incredibly beautiful. It's done by Alana Fairchild.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and it's just beautiful. Blessings, guidance, and enlightenment from the divine feminine, which is a good theme for Mother's Day. Because remember I was saying, I don't think I have anything, you know, I have cards for Mother's Day, but hey, That's pretty Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Yeah, I
I'll pull a
mean,
card.
okay. I think we'll start, just do a couple and then we'll take our break and then come back
Okay.
and finish the rest if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to start with Aries. Aries, you've got a lot of gifts and knowledge, but sometimes you could benefit from allowing somebody else to take the initiative and sit in the driver's seat. That's how they learn. And then you can relax knowing that you can trust others to handle things when you're not able to do so or you don't want to. Once in a while, you want to take a rest. The emphasis seems to be on groups this month. The balance of power in groups is very crucial, so no one feels disrespected, but also so no one individual holds all the power, because that can lead to misunderstandings. It could also lead to burnout of one person, and then all of a sudden you feel like a victim because I'm doing all these things and nobody else is. And sometimes Aries, you really like to be out front and handling things, so because your mind works very fast and you know how to do these things, but pull back and allow others to do some of these things.
All
All right.
right.
Yeah.
The card that I pulled is called Blossoms of the Sky Dancer. Kuan Yin dances creative energy and light across the sky, causing blossoms to descend. In the same way, when we tap into our spiritual power of creation, we cause our life and all of life around us to bloom. Creation is a natural spiritual power within you, beloved, within you, beloved. Force can slow down the process. It's time to stop striving. To allow your manifestation to occur, trust, let go, allow your creation
Nice. I like that.
to
That is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, they look
Okay.
great. Go ahead.
We'll do Taurus and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Taurus, I see you taking a sidestep to avoid a confrontation or an uncomfortable subject. This subject might have something to do with a favor or having to tell someone the truth about something unpleasant. The collective calls for expanding this month. It feels like this is on a personal and spiritual level. This is a good time to go to meditations and workshops and things that will help expand your consciousness and help you grow.
Okay, the card I pulled for that is Veil of Shadows. A lotus blossoms with deep, rich mud into which she plunges her roots and draws great nourishment. From this mud, made of water and earth, growth happens and great beauty is revealed. Your soul lotus thrives through depth of emotion and aliveness of your body into which she can plant herself and unfold into a lotus of light. There you go.
Wow.
Pretty
That's really, these are
profound.
beautiful cards. I love these
They
cards.
are. They're just, yep. I need to. I had a dream about Kuan Yin once. So weird. I didn't know who it was. And I saw this
Really?
woman and, yeah, in the dream years ago. And I'm like, who is that? I know it's got to be somebody special. I looked it up and it was her. I'm like,
Wow,
wow.
that's very powerful. Okay, I guess
Anyway.
we will go ahead and take our break. And then after we come back, we will start with Gemini. Hi there, welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen. We were just doing some scopes. So I guess we will get back to Gemini. Gemini, go with the flow. Everything is in place and the timing is right. Allow the universe to carry you and don't try to control or direct. This journey may not be as you thought it was going to look like, but know that the results are going to be better than you ever could have imagined. I see a personal situation that is coming to a head. Boundaries are very important. You need to have your boundaries and very, you know, sometimes people forget how intuitive you are. And occasionally you have to remind them that you're a very intuitive person and you really have a strong ability to read between the lines, especially during this period of time. And it seems very important. It has something to do with you know, right back to boundaries again. And being able to have that that space, that 2 feet, away from you and not getting too close. I hope that makes sense. I guess most of this goes on in my mind.
That's all right. Okay, so this one, the card for Gemini that I pulled is Tai Chi Rising. Your energy field is growing stronger with more spiritual electricity pulsing through your being. Take time to nourish your nervous system as it adjusts and be gentle with yourself as you adjust to increasing levels of spiritual potency, which gives more impact to your words, actions, and thoughts. I feel like that's what's
Nice.
happening to me.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Have you got a lot of Gemini in your chart?
No.
Huh.
I don't know what that is. My brother's a Gemini.
Oh,
Brother's a
huh.
Gemini. Yeah, so maybe I'm picking up. I don't know. We just talked the other day. I don't
Huh. Interesting. Okay,
Action.
we'll move on to Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of your thoughts will play a huge role in your success at this time. You're not only manifesting for yourself, but for others also. You're on center stage and all eyes are on you. A sticky situation may call for your attention, and you need to handle it with compassion, grace, and ease.
Okay. Wow, that's an unusual card. Sacred River Yangtze. Sacred River Yangtze. Let's see what that has to say. So, hold on a second here. Almost there. Oh, it's a long one. Okay. The Sacred River Yangtze eternally flows and changes. Just as the river flows and changes, you too are evolving in your divine path. Veils and sheets that once covered your soul light are being washed away. Cleansing by sacred water specifically indicates that your emotional life and your life direction are being purified and healed. Changes in the flow of energy within you and in momentum of your life path unfolding are imminent. This is exciting. You are growing and changing, and soon your life circumstances will reflect your inner evolution.
Ooh, nice.
That's a big message. Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's nice.
That's
I like
great.
that. Okay, Leo. Do what you can to restore harmony in your household and work. Try to look at a situation through someone else's eyes and begin from that point. Renewing a life skill that you used in the past can be helpful. Get out of the me and into the we. Remember the golden rule, but don't have any expectations that are pay of payback or anything like that. Just know that the payback will come when it's supposed to, and just do what you know is right. I have to say something, and Peggy, who used to be on the show, who's an advisor, I talked to her, I guess, yesterday or the day before, and she was telling me that she she's always doing stuff for people, but then she decided to treat herself to a steak. So she went to the steakhouse, and she was ha enjoying her meal, and some ladies were looking at her kind of odd, and she thought that was different. And the waitress came up to her and told her that these ladies that were sitting over there were paying for her meal.
Oh, how
You know,
nice. Oh my
you
gosh, I
I
love
know,
that.
the universe works and
Oh,
very unusual yet beautiful ways.
that's sweet. I love it.
That was
Oh,
very nice.
yeah.
Good
Wow.
story.
Yeah. Well, the card that I pulled is Dance of the Butterfly Queen. A pure heart and sincere love attracts divine grace. With the grace of Kuan Yin, Butterfly Queen, that which was impossible becomes possible. From caterpillar to winged creature of delight, you cannot restrain what divine grace ordains, no matter how incredible it may seem to be. Whatever has been troubling you, whatever has been inspiring you, allow grace to infuse the situation or dream so that it may unfold with divine perfection. Allow the butterfly queen to dance. She will bring healing and grace to your life situation now, beloved one, with lightness of step and grace in her heart.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Yeah, my daughter Kim is also a Leo. So that's very nice for her.
Yes,
Yeah.
it is. Absolutely.
Like that. All right, Virgo. Virgo, keep your eyes open to opportunities and new ideas. They will only be open for a certain period of time, so be ready and be decisive. Don't take other people's opinions and attitudes personally. It seems like someone might be looking for someone to dump on. Sometimes you'll get those calls from people, and it just seems to be a whole bunch of them will call you and dump on you about work or something like that. It's not your stuff. Don't take it on, shake it up. But there are periods like that that where people will just kind of let loose and on their job about their job or this, that, and the other. And by the time you get off the call, you feel like you need to go take a shower or something. I don't know. But I have to remind myself not to do that to other people too, or just spread it around.
I know.
A little bit to this one, a little bit to that one.
Yes. No, it's
Is
good.
it?
And I'm more aware of that now, than I used to be. So thanks to you. So I'm like, okay. I learned the lesson. Anyway. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so the card I pulled is Empress of the Pearl. You have an inner gift of great value, born of struggle, adversity, and challenge. In wisdom, you know that suffering can lead to growth, provided we are willing to search for a way to heal through it. Seeing challenges as ways to expand your spiritual light empowers you to focus on the growing light rather than getting caught up in suffering.
Nice.
Found.
Yep, I'll remember
Yeah,
that.
those are good. Okay.
Okay, Libra. Libra, someone might try to strong arm you and force you into doing something that you don't want to do, or just try to really strongly encourage you to do something that you really don't want to do. I see you standing tall. Take a deep rooted, like a deep rooted tree in the wind. It'll keep pushing you, but you just seem to be strong and be able to pull yourself on back to center where you belong. Sometimes people try to push us into situations and tell us that it's in our best interest when actually it is in theirs, and it's something that will benefit them and not you. So really go with your gut on this. Maybe ask friends or something if this is the case where someone is trying to encourage you to do something that just doesn't feel right or doesn't feel like something that fits you.
Hey, well, this card just popped, jumped right out. So it was a jumper. So I grabbed it.
I love Virgo.
Dynasty, yeah, Dynasty of the Divine Mother. The only wish of the Divine Mother Goddess is that all beings be spiritually free. The Divine Goddess calls us to realize our true nature, to fall in love with our own divinity. Enlightenment is a culmination of many small steps, each one as a drop of water forming a divine ocean of peace. Realization, love, unity within us, an ocean that washes away fear, separation, and scarcity, and bathes us in abundance and bliss. You carry the torch of enlightenment within you, beloved. Let it shine each day.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay, Scorpio.
Right,
Scorpio,
listen to this.
yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't wait for someone or something else to make you happy. You don't need a reason. Just be. And you will notice that some things that were obstacles now become your greater support. Working with colors will be really effective in shifting your mood. You can work with colorful clothing, art, maybe just bringing some color into your home, and that will help invite higher energies. It also has to do with the spring energy too. And I'm seeing like doing a house clearing, open all the windows and just allow the old just to blow out, and then bringing some of the new things in, and just beautiful colors that make you feel good about yourself and good about situations, knowing that only good can come from any kind of confrontations or issues that you're having. That's all part of the plan, I guess. Yes. Okay.
Love that. I love the opening up, opening everything up and letting it clear. Okay, so the card is Orchid Priestess of Destiny. The Orchid Priestess of your highest spiritual destiny calls to you now. She calls you to your purpose, path, and soul passion. You are called to rise again and again to live up into your potential with all its uniqueness and beauty. She will call you always with her sweet flute playing deep in your heart, blossoms of orchid and chrysanthemum falling from her feet, stirring your heart to quest for your truest soul's passion.
Ooh,
Nice, huh?
that's
I got
beautiful.
the great stuff.
That is gorgeous. Okay, Sagittarius. The collective is focusing on your throat chakra. Your words carry a lot of weight right now, so use them wisely. You seem to be channeling some deep wisdom, which seems to be almost surprising to you. It's like, did I say that? Where did that come from? Spirit says to walk and talk and walk your talk and lead by example. Also, pay attention to your diet and to stressors. And it does, seems like, maybe there are certain foods that kind of add to your stress, certain situations. Try to pull back a little bit and just have a little time for yourself.
This card is Sisters of the Sun Rising. It's like four sisters on this
Ah.
card. You are highly creative. You are a highly creative being with the potential to help raise the vibration of consciousness on this planet through your creative projects, work, dreams, and hobbies. The power of collaboration, choosing to work with others in joint projects, allows for synergy to occur where you can grow stronger and become more than the sum of your individual parts, calling in great cosmic assistance and potency. You are guided to remain open to other souls joining forces with you, just like the Sisters of the Sun Rising that bring great energy to help humanity through their group endeavors. When you allow for aligned group effort, much that is wonderful can occur.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. It sounds like connecting to the higher
Seraphim?
realms for
Yeah,
sure.
it does. Wow. Very nice.
Very cool. Okay, Capricorn. I see a change in direction. It could be a change in professional goals or more person prep oh, either that or of course the personal and private decisions. I see a vision of you coasting on a bike, and you've been coasting on that bike for some time. And it seems like you're waiting for something. And it seems like you have found something more worthy to get behind. And now it is time to pedal. Put your energy behind it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's called, this one is unusual. I've never heard of this. Maiden Magu. Maiden Magu, goddess of
Ah.
spring, healing and transformation, brings you assistance now. You are asked to honor that light. That light can come from even the darkest beginnings. In fact, sometimes we need to enter to the unknown parts of ourselves to find exactly what we need to grow in peace, creative self-fulfillment, and happiness. The challenge can be to trust that we will arise from this darker place again, just as the spring always follows the winter. So too will any inner work with the shadow precede a beautiful rebirth for you.
Okay. Well, for Capricorn. Aquarius, the collective encourages you to start a ripple effect for yourself and the universe. Working with one positive affirmation every day will help shift your energy and that of your community also. A wave of love and healing starts with your own and ex with your own healing. And then expands into the universe. It is time to become expansive and to dismiss any thoughts that you don't that any thoughts that don't support your growth. The truth will be as you make it with the power of your thoughts and your words. Rekindle your inspiration. Don't think small, think bigger.
Luke kind of goes along with us. The princess of the autumn harvest. She brings gifts of bounty and blessing for efforts and actions of the past. It is a time when fruit of labors is ripe for picking. A beautiful blessing is on its way to you now. This may come in the form of a spiritual gift, an opportunity, a windfall of abundance, a significant relationship, or an important friendship, and more. With gratitude in your heart, you will recognize the blessing when it comes to you, and it will serve you perfectly. Be open to receive it, knowing it is justly deserved.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, this is cool.
I like that for the Aquarius. Okay, Pisces. Surrendering is not always a bad thing. Sometimes you become the winner in that case in surrendering. In accepting the situation as it is, you win peace of mind and regain all of that energy that you've been putting out there to fight it. Maybe your month, excuse me, May, the month, of course, may be your time to put some activities on hold and allow yourself to recharge and become more effective.
Okay, this one is Call of the Dancing Crane. Dancing crane moves through waters and muddy marsh with elegance and grace. The mating call and dance of the crane is full of beautiful movement and flow. There are times when the astral waters of your emotional life become stagnant and will benefit from the healing movement, grace, and beauty of the dancing crane. The call of the dancing crane is a reminder that sound can be healing too. This is particularly so when your thoughts, beliefs, and emotional patterns do not support you in living the spiritual destiny you were born to live.
Ooh. Okay. Nice. Okay. Let's take a look at Catherine here.
Yeah, we only got a few minutes. But...
Yeah, I know. Let's see, Catherine. Yeah, definitely receiving your highest good and reliving some circumstances of when you were on retreat is going to be very helpful for you in filling your heart and refilling your heart. In some ways, there seems to be a feeling that you were deceived and allowed that to happen. But know that all that was from your love, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes other people take, and sorry, I've got this little tickle in my throat here. And in that situation, I am so sorry. The allergy stuff is popping up here.
Yeah.
In that situation, they are the ones that are at a loss from taking from you. But know that this will be refilled and some good things are going to start happening for you professionally and personally as you break away from a situation that you've been attached to for so long. It just seems like removing cords and allowing yourself to be open to freely engage in other interesting people in your life and activities. I'm sorry about the coughing and stuff. What do you have, Maureen?
Well, I was just going to pull a card for her.
Okay.
Out of the deck and say, so it's the dance unveiling. There's a situation in your life that's about to reveal itself to you with greater clarity. Just like sand shifting, the picture will seem clearer and quite different to how it once appeared to you. This clarity will bring you great relief and confirmation of your intuition. Be patient and allow the revelation to come to you at the perfect time.
I like that for her.
Yeah, I was pulling
I
it
like
while
that
you were,
card for her a lot.
Reading, yeah.
So we're kind of getting ready to wrap it up. Next week I have an appointment, but you will have a guest.
Yes.
And she has a guest, an old friend of ours, Ken Norton.
Yeah.
He's a psychic.
Quite the character. He's a musician and psychic and
bon
vivant. I don't know why I'm saying that, but you know, he's different. He's fun. So we're going to try it. We'll see what we can do, you know.
Excellent. It'll be fun.
stuff. Yeah, and maybe we'll do some quickie, little quickie readings because he's pretty good.
Yeah, he does some great readings. He does. I've known him for 40 some years.
Yeah, I've only known him 2 years, but I feel like I've known him forever. He's great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like a brother.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, do you want to wrap it up with?
Oh yes. Well, I have two things I wanted to, real quick, we'll wrap it up with the Louise Hay affirmation, but this saying about faith has always, helped me. So the saying is, when you come to the end of everything you know and are faced with the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. Either there will be something solid for you to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly.
Hmm.
I love that.
Me too.
Time to fly.
Yes, it is.
Literally. Anyway. Okay, and so Louise, the affirmation is, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. My unique creative talents and abilities flow through me and are expressed in deeply satisfying ways. There are people out there who are always looking for my services. I am always in demand, and I can pick and choose what I want to do. I earn good money doing what satisfies me. My work is a joy and pleasure. All is well in my world. It just popped open to that one, so I thought I'd read it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Righty.
Well, thank you all for being
for here.
I really appreciate you tuning in. We will see you next time.
Have a good week.
Yeah, have a great week. Thank you for listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world.